Pray silence now for Colonel Hugh Boddington, Chief of Staff, London District.
I just simply want to say three things just to close this fine ceremony. First of all, thank you very much to the London Borough of Southwark for putting this ceremony on. This is one of a series across London. We have some 85 VC winners across London. The first that we commemorated was on Saturday. The second was this morning in Barking and Dagenham. And the third is this one now. And we intend to commemorate all of those VC winners properly and appropriately across London with military support as required to the boroughs. My second point is to echo what has been said in admiration for Corporal Holmes. I don't know whether you've ever tried a fireman's lift over 2 miles. Perhaps you should go home and try it on one of your relatives. It's a difficult thing to do. It's something we do in training, perhaps not over that distance. But then to climb onto a horse afterwards and ride for 3 miles across hedge and ditch with a gun being towed behind you is clearly a challenge in itself and sounds like the beginnings of a new form of physical competition that we might introduce for the unwary. But not only the VC winner, how about the bugler with the broken legs at the knees? How about the trumpeter who had it in him to ask for help to make sure that that gun was recognised properly, brought out of danger and could fight another day? And their contribution to our eventual victory in that World War clearly must not go unrecognised. And I'm sure you would all share with me in those thoughts. Finally, I would like to reassure you, if you didn't know already, and really manifest in the soldiers that we have on parade today. Already mentioned Sergeant Johnson Bahari, standing centre of the crowd. The Rifles, with Colonel Ralph Arundel representing them as the most senior officer present. And 256 here today in good order, and the future of the Army, the cadets there. The veterans that we have on our left, that the traditions, the standards and the values that were demonstrated by Corporal Holmes on that day when the need arose are still alive and well in the British Army of today. And I think the three values that really stand out that we have in a notebook somewhere: courage, clearly, selfless commitment and respect for others. All of those we hold dear today, and we will continue to serve with those values and standards in mind. And you never know who's going to be the one that's noticed and who's going to be the one that's injured and will need help. Thank you once again to all of you for coming, and particularly good to see the family here as well. Thank you.